And aircraft. A fellow native of Salt Lake City, Al Wallace, friends for years. Damn it. Selecting Rock Eye, he said aloud as he skimmed the F-105 low over the ground. Looking good. Release. Now. Four of the canisters fell free of the fighter's ejector racks, splitting open in midair, scattering thousands of submunitions over the missile site. From 3 miles out, his eyes caught an immense cloud of smoke in the center of the site. That's for Al, he allowed himself to think. He leveled out and picked a likely spot to aggress the area. The red tracers that erupted from the small pass startled him. That wasn't supposed to be there. He jinxed up, and the body of the aircraft passed right through the stream of fire. It shook violently, and in the passage of a second, good changed to evil. Zacharias knew in a fatal instant that his aircraft was doomed. The engine died in flames. The controls were gone. His reaction was automatic, reaching for the ejection handles. And his back was wrenched with more pain than he'd ever known. Fire in the hole, Kelly said. Then he twisted the handle on the detonator. The results were gratifying. The water around the legs turned to foam as the rig's legs were chopped off bottom and top. The fall was surprisingly slow. Then the platform hit and sank below sight. Another job was done. 2 weeks early. I guess you...